From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Flicker and Sprout, in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a quiet corner of the Bioforge, two glowing screens cast a soft green light on two very different figures. At the left station sat Sprout, humming a slow, gentle tune. Their screen showed a single plump cell, peacefully floating in a nutrient broth. It wasn't doing much, but Sprout watched it with the patience of a gardener waiting for a seed to grow. They occasionally tapped a control, sending a tiny puff of digital nutrients toward their charge. Next to them, Flicker was practically vibrating. They bounced in their seat, fingers drumming on the console. Their screen was a whirlwind of activity, showing a cell in the middle of a fantastic, complex dance. Filaments of light pulled shimmering shapes apart, moving them to opposite ends of the cell. "Is it time yet?" Flicker asked, eyes glued to Sprout's calm screen. "Is it ready?" "It looks ready." "Almost, little Flash," Sprout murmured, not taking their eyes off the growing cell. "It needs more time. It's still getting bigger, copying all its important blueprints. You can't rush the calm before the storm." Flicker sighed, a puff of impatient air. "But the storm is the best part, the big finish, the split." They bounced again, making their chair squeak. Sprout just smiled and sent another little cloud of food to their growing cell. Sprout leaned closer to their screen, adjusting a dial with a slow, careful twist. The image zoomed in, showing the surface of the single round cell. It looked smooth and healthy. On a side panel, charts and graphs crept slowly upward, tracking protein levels and energy stores. To Flicker, it was the most boring sight in the whole lab. To Sprout, it was a masterpiece in progress. "See?" Sprout said softly, pointing a steady finger at a blinking graph. "It's just finished copying its instruction manual. Every single page. Twice. Perfect copies." They sounded deeply proud. "Now it's doing its final checks, making sure there are enough power packs, enough building blocks. You can't build a new house without all the parts, can you?" Flicker fidgeted, glancing from Sprout's screen to their own, which was now dark and idle. "Fine, fine, a house. But are the walls up yet? Is it time for the moving vans? Is it time for me to, you know?" Sprout chuckled, a low, warm sound. "Patience. We're building the energy for your big moment. The bigger the cell gets, the more spectacular the split. My job is the long, quiet work. Your job is the flash of lightning. But you can't have lightning without a cloud to grow in first."
Suddenly, a soft chime rang out from Sprout Station. A light on their console turned from steady green to a pulsing bright white. Sprout sat back, a satisfied smile on their face. "All right, Flicker," they said. "The cloud is full. It's your turn to make it rain." Flicker was a blur of motion. They zipped over to Sprout's console, their eyes wide with excitement. The image of the plump cell now filled both screens. "Here we go, here we go, here we go," Flicker chanted. Their fingers flew across the controls, and on the screen, the real show began. Inside the cell, the copied blueprints condensed into thick, shimmering threads. A web of delicate fibers sprouted from two poles, reaching for the center. "Okay, grab on," Flicker yelled, as if coaching the cell directly. The fibers attached to the threads and began a powerful tug of war. "Line up in the middle, everybody, single file." The threads aligned perfectly. Flicker took a deep breath, holding a single glowing red button. And split! They slammed the button. Instantly, the fibers pulled the threads apart, dragging one full set of blueprints to each side of the cell. A crease appeared in the middle, pinching inward like a squeezed balloon, until, with a final pop, one cell became two.
"Two!" Flicker shouted, throwing their hands in the air. "Perfectly done! A beautiful division!" The two new cells on the screen were small, exact copies of the one Sprout had been tending to just moments before.
Flicker's job was over as quickly as it had begun. They looked around, already eager for the next one. Okay, who's next? Which one is ready now? Sprout gently placed a hand on Flicker's shoulder. Easy there, little lightning bolt, they said. Look, Sprout pointed at the two new cells. They're just starting out. They need time now. My time. Flicker followed their gaze and deflated a little. Oh, right. They're small again. Exactly, Sprout affirmed. They have a lot of growing to do before one of them is ready for your big finale. You are the exciting moment of change, Flicker, but I am the long, steady journey that makes that change possible. Flicker watched as Sprout calmly moved one of the new cells to their own screen, while the other remained on Flicker's now quiet monitor. The cycle was already beginning again. The two sat side by side, watching their respective screens. Sprout's monitor now showed a new, small cell, and they were already beginning the slow process of feeding it and helping it grow. Flicker's monitor showed the other new cell, also floating quietly. For now, their work was the same, waiting. It really is a rhythm, isn't it? Flicker said, quieter now. Your long, slow part, and my super fast part. It's the rhythm of everything that grows, Sprout agreed. A time to prepare, and a time to become something new. One can't happen without the other. They settled into a comfortable silence, the gentle green glow of the screens illuminating their faces. On Sprout's screen, the cell absorbed a bit of food and grew just a tiny, imperceptible amount. Flicker saw it and felt a little spark of excitement. It was a long way off, but they knew, with absolute certainty, that their time would come again. The quiet had to come first. Then, and only then, would it be time for another brilliant flash. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flickr and Sprout. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.